Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, John Kanz, Catholic ministry professional in the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in his life.
Hi, everybody. My name is John Kanz, and I am excited. I am honored today to share with you my joy. As I was reflecting on this podcast and what I would want to share, it struck me that kind of the thing I've been praying with is just how faithful God is. A while back, we celebrated the baptism of our Lord, and as I was praying with that leading up to the day, up to the liturgy, as I was praying with that scripture, the phrase, essentially, the people were waiting with great expectation, right? They had these great expectations. They could feel almost in the air that the Savior was near, that there was going to be the Savior of Israel coming, and they had great expectations for him. And that's how the scene is set. As Jesus comes, he then is baptized by John, and the Holy Spirit descends upon him, and the Father pronounces his beloved, that Jesus is his beloved Son. But this idea of having great expectations for God really struck me, the great expectations for the time and what God is doing now and in my life. And it's just been resonating in my mind, in my heart. It's been a recurring theme just in the midst of my prayer as well. And it's balanced as well, this great expectation, right? Do I have this great expectation for God and what God desires to do in my life? Do I really expect him to follow through when I am in prayer? And to kind of balance this out in my mind is also this sense that I need to be very intentional about how I pray, what it is that I am seeking in prayer, and more and more a conviction to pursue genuine, deep holiness. That I'm just getting to an age in my life where some of these sins I've struggled with my whole life, whether it's my own pride or my anger, whatever it is, to really be intentional about continuing to let the Lord chisel me and refine me so that I can, with his grace, move beyond them, or at least rest in his grace more, to the point where they don't have as much control over me, and whether or not I have, I guess, dominion over my personhood, right? So desiring to pray with this, and in the midst of this, then came across a video by a priest that there was really talking about combating vice by building virtue. So I've been praying with this a lot, because one of the things he pointed out in his video was this reality of kind of our dominant vices, right? Our dominant vice that, yes, we've got, kind of the big seven, right? The pride, envy, lust, wrath, sloth, and greed, that these are the seven deadly sins, right? These are the seven big vices. And we probably struggle with all of them at some point, but that there's usually one that is our dominant vice. And I tend to think of myself as being more wrathful, right? That's one of my struggles. And that's kind of the core, and that leads to other things. But as I was praying with this, realizing that, that yes, that is something I struggle with, but deeper and deeper in there, a lot of times is just a general sloth, right? A laziness. I put something off. So, even in terms of not waking up at a good time. So now I'm in a rush to get my kids ready, get out the door and go to work. So then I become wrathful, right? I might be more terse with my children as I'm trying to get them moving. And so just this need for gentleness. And so with this great expectation of realizing God desires to give me these good gifts, right? Realizing that with each vice, there are these corresponding virtues that help to combat, right? The vice that is in your life. And so as I've been pondering all of this, right? My great expectation for the Lord, pondering where my roots, my sins are, right? My dominant vices, then choosing intentionally to try and build up the corresponding virtue, especially by in great expectation, asking for the virtue that I need intentionally. So yes, in terms of my laziness, right, my sloth to be more diligent in following through on prayer, following through on the duties of the day, whatever it is, because that will help me a lot. Getting up at a decent time so that I have time to pray, so that I have time to get my kids ready and I don't have to be in a rush, which then helps me to have space to cultivate gentleness to battle my wrath. So as I've been praying for this, I've been thinking about it a lot, taking it to prayer, and today was the day actually I was really going to wake up early. I was going to have time for prayer, do all of these things, and I set my alarm, and then my son comes in, right? Usually he'll sleep till 7 a.m. This morning he was in my room by about 5:45. And so 5:45 a.m. he comes in, and he's wide awake and he's ready to get up. So all of a sudden, here he goes, my opportunity to really pray very intentionally, because now my son's up. I'm going to give him my attention and be the father that I'm called to be, fulfill that duty. And realizing that, in doing so, I was really provoked to be frustrated or whatever it was right away in the beginning of the morning, from the moment not being able to follow through on my plan and my day the way I intended. And here, provided by the grace of God, my first opportunity to exercise the virtue that I'm trying to grow in my life, that gentleness. Right, to be gentle with my son, despite the fact that he's already from the very first moment thrown off my plans. And then for my daughter to wake up, right, and then both of them to have full diapers, right, as we're trying to leave the door, which throws off my plans. And despite all the best laid plans, entering into still an opportunity to exercise both the diligence, right? I had intended to wake up early. Well, guess what? God provided the opportunity for me to wake up even earlier when my son came into my room, right? Desiring to grow in gentleness. And guess what? God provided the opportunity for me to exercise gentleness when my children were being absolutely wild and crazy, having full diapers at the last moment when I should have been on time and wasn't. And realizing that all of this is by the grace of God, that I have the opportunity to experience these moments, but also the grace to respond to them with the generosity, with the diligence that I've been asking God to build up within me. And just realizing that God is so incredibly faithful in all of these things when we ask for him with a genuine humility and desire to grow in holiness, that God will provide what we need in those moments. And I believe I'm at a point where he is calling me forward to be a better man, to be a better husband, and to be so by choosing intentionally to enter into these moments fully. With his grace and just with an intentionality and attention to the moment, just to respond to where he is, which is so often just in the hearts of my children asking me to love them. So I just want to share with you just how good and faithful God is. And just to encourage you to look at your own life. God has given you everything that you need. He is with you. If you turn to him in prayer, he will answer your prayers. You can just trust that he will answer your prayers. And it may look 100% different from the way you expected it to. But if we turn our minds towards him, if we try to refocus our lens to see through the eyes of our Father in heaven, to try and see with his heart and to respond to his love as it's offered to us, we can't go wrong. So I encourage you today, just as you continue to pray, as you look at your own lives and as you pursue holiness, as you pursue heaven, just to be still and to abide in the moment, even though it might not be what you expected, wanted, or desired, that it is good to be where you are. It is good that you are. I praise God for you. And I just want to give a moment, just a brief prayer of thanks for you, whoever you are that you're listening right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we give you glory and praise and honor and thanksgiving for this day. I praise you for my friends listening to this episode, and I ask that you would build up within them those holy virtues of humility and gratitude and chastity and gentleness, diligence and generosity. Pour out your grace upon them. Help them to recognize you where you are with them right now and to respond to you with great love, great openness, great patience, and with great desire. Lord Jesus Christ, build up within us your own very self. It is in your name that we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.